Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
We're back. It's after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. The late, great James Brown, the godfather of soul, bringing us back there. I'm Jim Blasingame, the godfather of small business. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman, our new friend, I should say, Rick Newman. He's going to become a good friend because Rick doesn't know it yet, but we're like the Hotel California around here. Once we find you, you can check out anytime you like, Rick, but you can never leave. And so we're glad you're here. He's the author of Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. He's also chief business correspondent for the U.S. News and World Report magazine. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. And one of the things that I know about small business owners is that we're pathological optimists. We're out of control optimistic. And in your book, you talk about, you actually call it the dangers of optimism. Tell us about what you mean by that.
I will. And this is another thing that I was kind of surprising as it dawned on me as I was researching it. But, you know, we think of optimism as this sort of blind belief that things will work out. And as I was asking the dozen or so people I profiled, I asked them, do you consider yourself an optimist? And many of them said, no, they don't. I mean, here's the difference. I think this is an important distinction. They do believe that they have the power or the ability to generally make things work out for themselves, but they do not believe that things will automatically work out. And the reason they don't believe that is because they've been through a lot of difficulties, and they know that if you are not paying attention, things can go wrong. They know that sometimes you can do everything right, and things still go wrong. So what they have learned through this experience...
Rick, I don't consider that not being optimistic. I consider that being experienced and realistic. And also, when I heard what you just said about what they told you, to me that sounds like they're seeking excellence. Because optimism, I think optimism, people think optimism means you're Pollyanna. But I think optimism is where I believe if I try my best, if I do the best I can, and I'm in it for the right reasons, and I work hard enough, something good will come from this. It may not be what I thought. It may not be what I want. I might have to shift. I might have to pivot, as you say. But something good will happen. I just have to work hard and keep my eyes open. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it could be a matter of how we define the word optimism. But I mean, but we don't need to bog down on that. Because I think what happened in the people I've profiled, and I think happens to a lot of people, is they start out with one type of optimism, which is this closer to this kind of blind belief that things will just work out. And they kind of migrate to a different type of optimism, which is, boy, things can really go wrong, and I better be careful. And this is experience, but I think a lot of people have found out that hard work isn't enough anymore. You start out thinking, all I really need to do is work hard and kind of be sincere about what I'm going after here, and that alone will make things work out. And, I think people discover that that's not always the case, and frankly, in this economy, I think there are a lot of people who are working hard, and they feel like they're doing the right things, and things are not working out. And I did, so I kind of tried to address that question.
Post-2008 has changed things. I completely agree with that. Another thing you talk about in your book, which I think is really an important topic for people to talk about, and I hate to talk about it, but you have to talk about it, and that is knowing when to quit. Talk to us about that.
Sure. There's this whole concept of persistence, which is just keep at it, just keep at it, just keep at it. This is what it was another surprise to me when I kind of did the research on this. I mean, a lot of the people I looked at, they kept at something, and they did not succeed because they were keeping at the wrong thing or they were keeping at it the wrong way. So I call this the myth of persistence. If you keep doing the same thing the same way and you don't succeed, well, something's wrong. And you need to change something. And this is where I get into fail productively. Sometimes you need to change the way you're doing it. Sometimes you need to change the very thing that you're doing. And, I'll borrow a kind of a concept from Silicon Valley on this one. Venture capitalists out there who fund all these hotshot companies, they know they're taking very large risks, and they have a kind of a thing they call the fail fast mentality, which is that is to say they take the risk, they're willing to take the risk, but they also put some parameters and some metrics in place and say, you know, we need to know when we've kind of hit the point of no return and we're not going to get our money back on this one, so that we don't waste resources beyond the point of no return. And I look around and I do see a lot of people, I mean, their heart is in it, they're all in, as you said, but they are persistent, you know, they might be persisting at the wrong thing. And there does come a time when you have to say, this is not working out. And, you know, sometimes people who quit doing the thing that's not working, sometimes that is the pivot point at which they've learned a lot, but they can apply what they've learned to something else, and that triggers it. And that is the way they get to success. So you do have to know when to quit sometimes.
This is the hardest thing for small business owners to do, is to quit. And of course, one thing that you can do that will help you make this decision is don't. You might not need to quit everything. You might just need to quit some part of what you're doing. Quitting, knowing when to quit doesn't have to be I lock up the shop. It could be that you just change directions.
Well, let me put it this way: quit is not the same as defeat. And sometimes quit means stop doing one thing but start doing another thing. So maybe don't focus so much on the quit, but focus on the start. Because you can't do everything sometimes. In order to do one thing, you have to stop doing another thing. The real trick, it is difficult, but this is why I say it is so important to fail productively so that you can accurately understand what you did wrong. Accurately understand if there's a market for what you're trying to
Rick, I gotta wrap it up. Rebounders. The book is called Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success by Rick Neumann. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.